Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. Jim Chilton is a new friend, our guest this half hour, founder and CEO of the nonprofit organization Society for Financial Awareness. Jim, thanks again for being here. April is a big month for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is National Financial Literacy Month, and our organization does a tremendous push every year across America, like shows, great shows like yours, talking about the issues that are coming in and out of the home, dealing with people, getting them to pick up the clue phone, if you will, mm-hmm. and realize that if we always do what we've always done, we'll probably always get what we've always got. And Jim, earlier, we've just been talking about the millennials, and planning, and nest eggs, and there's no mystery to this stuff. It all comes down to planning and being aware and talking about your financial future.
One of the things that I've tried to save in my career, I've never been a great saver in terms of, you know, putting $50 a month away for in the bank or whatever. But what I have tried to do is push myself financially with investments, like a real estate investment. And the pain that I felt was not putting money in the bank, but it was in making a payment for a piece of real estate. And when I say paying, it meant that I did without something in order to make a real estate payment. But that was my way. That's been my way of saving, and of having something left over at the end of my career. What do you think about that approach?
Well, I think what you've described is your methodology, and you, whether it was written down or not, I mean, you had a desire of what you wanted to do, and then you plotted and planned, and you did it, and you put it out there.
But saving, so, I guess my point, I wasn't using myself as an example so much.
Sure.
Is saving, you talked about the human nature thing. I wonder if saving is just such a dull thing, but maybe investing, there's a little bit of excitement to investing. And of course, in real estate, there's maybe some tax advantages.
Oh, well, I think in anything that you save your money, if you do it in a repetitive basis, it's like dieting. I mean, if you have a desire to lose 50 pounds and, you know, you make the sacrifices and you put mm-hmm. the things in there and you see results, you get excited. Investing is exciting. The problem is with our stock market, you know, it's legalized gambling, and as we all know, you know, we have more ability to lose our money than to gain our money over a long period of time, and usually most people who are ignorant, not informed, they put their money in after the big money's gone in and got out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To be good in the market, Jim, you have to understand that you sell when you're winning. You buy when you're losing. And if you think of human nature, mm-hmm. people get into the spin zone and get out when they're losing because they want to cut their losses. And they don't realize they're buying those shares at a low price. And if they have the fortitude and the will, then they can make money later. But
sometimes we need help with
this, though. In the market.
Sometimes we need help with things like this, and this is where people like you come in. We need to find the right kind of people to advise us on these things, don't we?
You know, it's funny. I couldn't agree with you more. I was driving on a trip from Arizona yesterday. My wife has a horrible toothache. And I said, well, what are you going to do? She goes, well, I'm just going to gut it out. I said, why would you do that? Why don't you go back to the dentist, the professional, who will take away the problem? And again, people just do not handle money properly because they don't plan. And so our month of April across the country is getting people like you, Jim, to ask the questions to guys like me of getting people to go to professionals and do planning.
Give us, I've got about a minute and a half. Give us a, lay out a plan for us. Lay out a pretty darn
good. It's very simple. The first thing you need to do is you need to create a budget, and especially if you're married. You need to lay it out and have buy-in. Because once you determine your budget, then you look at some core values of your financial plan, your protection. You have insurances to cover against the various losses. You have retirement. It's going to occur unless you die prematurely. Mm-hmm. You've got to have your money built up and working for you when you slow down. I is investing. You've got to put money away. You will never get ahead putting money in the bank, ever. You've got to look at different safe investments and put that away. T is the tax. That's a takeaway. You've got to look at and be diversified. The biggest mistake in retirement, Jim, is people have all their money in their 401k, all of their money in the market. They don't diversify. I ask them very simply, when you go to retire, do you want to pay taxes on the seed or on the crop? And so when you don't pay taxes on pre-tax stuff, it comes up and bites you later, mm-hmm. and you've basically lost your deduction.
Right.
And then lastly is your estate plan.
Yeah.
To have children without a will is criminal. Because mm-hmm. if you and your spouse were killed, who's going to be the legal guardian of the minor?
Jim, I got to. That's a good plan, and I appreciate you laying it out there for us. I've got to wrap it up. We run out of time. Good job today. Come back soon, Jim.
All right, we'd love to.
Jim Chilton, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. Quick break. Stay with me.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.